4 CPA Mobile.
Late there, old man. In 0GR.
Oh, Lord, here we go again with a scratchy, scratchy.
It's on your end.
You made the repeater that last transmission.
Oh, how you doing, Dave? I suppose you've been playing tennis, but it's awful late. You must have had lights. We're just sitting here watching the gun smoke and eating some strawberry mousse and a Deutsche cookie from Aldi's. And I just worked the Faroe Islands. Just want to turn the radio on. It's pretty fur peace over there.
I don't want to hear all that because I can't go home and turn my radio on. I can turn it on, but I ain't going to get nothing. And I sure as heck don't want to key down on it.
And really, tomorrow might not be a good day to have the... You'll have to look, of course. But the weather forecast kind of sucks. We're in a grade one or two or whatever they say for severe thunderstorms.
Yeah, I heard Chris Justice give the report at, I guess it was at 4:30. And, yeah, they call him, he's the chief meteorologist there, and they call him Chief Justice.
Very good, and he's a native of this part of the country, and his father and them run a big apple farm up there, and it's very hard to forecast here, I know, but I put my faith in him, or, well, I like Malachi on Channel 7, the black guy, and I like Kendra on 21, so I listen to all three.
I like Chris, I've been up to his family's orchard up there. We took some friends that were visiting from Charleston and up there. Seems like I remember it being kind of chilly. I don't know why. Anyway.
I didn't bring me any water over here, and I'm getting kind of hoarse. I got to slap Bernice around a little bit and get her to bring me some water.
That's not true, because you'd lift one hand and she'd knock you on the floor. You wouldn't wake up for days.
Well, you got that right. That wouldn't go over. And I'm really, really... weak right now. I just can't seem to get my strength back. I really got knocked down with this surgery and this infection. I'm trying to eat myself to death here and gain some weight back, but I just wear out real quick. And, excuse me, I don't think it's all just getting old, but I'm sure part of it is.
And they say if for every day that you're in the hospital, it'll take you 3 days to recover.
It took me 2 days to figure out that when they raised that bed up, there was a spring sticking me in the posterior. And it put a great big scar down there. And I thought it was the scar where they went in through my back to operate on my kidney, but it wasn't. But they give me some painkiller. And so I just thought it was part of the pain because the doctor said there'd be a lot of pain. And I was actually bleeding there. And I'm sure it was just a spring in that bed. And I pity the next person to get it. It didn't stick you until they raised your head up, you know. I never had that happen before. Well, I got 68 degrees out there. I have been playing tennis?
Started at 6 o'clock, and we played till, let's see, what time is it? We played till a few minutes after 8. Nobody was there. Nobody wanted the court, so we just kept on playing. And that's one of the neat things. You know, if nobody wants the court, you can just stay on it. So we took advantage of that.
I'm glad you're able to do it. We went down to Walmart and then went on down to Lidl's and got some of that, I don't know what they are. They look like a big hot dog. What? Briquettes? Is that what? Briquettes or something like that? They're about 2 inches in diameter and, oh, maybe a foot or so long. It's bread. Oh, my, I like that stuff with some butter on it. We had that with our dinner tonight, and it was very good, but that's about all we did today. Went out and took care of the chickens and worked in the yard a little bit.
Give me just a second here. I got to place an order.
Busy at 4, is that okay?
Hi, Shane. Great to hear you. Always welcome, of course. How's your day?
With every mile.
Place in the K89FOX stroke Oscar Yankee. He's in the Faroe Islands. I worked there before. I don't know if I worked this guy or not. I can't remember where they're at, and I'm tired, and his website, he's on 14029 on CW, Oscar Yankee, and then stroke K9FOX, and let me see if he's still there. I got to pull out my ear. No, I don't hear him there now, Shane. It was pretty loud a while ago.
As I told you, I got that TX9V, I think it is. I got them on two different bands, 12 and 17 the other night, one voice and one CW, right back to back. But that's the only thing I've worked lately. Had a pretty good day, and you sound tired, Tom. You sound like you've been working hard, or Bernice is working you hard.
Oh, I'm still just real weak, Shane. I'm sorry to say. And I was jealous, so I watched for him, and last night he come on, but about as fast as I turned the radios on, he shut down and just went back up to FT8. So that was night before last. So last night I looked for that TX9 Alpha, and lo and behold, there he was on the 12-meter sideband, so I worked him there. He's in the Austral Islands, Dubai Island to be exact, and then I worked him on 28350 on sideband. So thank you for that. I hadn't seen it, but I didn't pay much attention to it, but that's a good one, Shane.
Up there, I heard him on 12 meters last night, sideband. I could hear him way down in the noise, but it wasn't loud enough for me to even try to. I think he was working 5 up too, wasn't he?
Yes, sir, he was.
If even him well enough to give him a try.
Tonight was working an odd number up. He was working up like 1.3 or I forget. But I had to search around for him and lay for him. Until I heard somebody else responding with a 599 because my band scope don't work anymore that I had. That was external. And I don't know how to get it going, so I just do it the old-fashioned way.
I heard him. I was listening to CW, just kind of scrolling around and saw he was spotted up there. So on my little radio, I went up there. Well, then I tried to turn my 757 on, or I did turn it on, which is what I usually use sideband. It just receives better. It's got a better receive than the 857 does. and I couldn't hear anything. And I was like, what in the world is going on? I was pushing buttons on the tuner. If I bypassed the tuner, I could hear him. So then I was thinking I must have messed up the tuner, which is a separate piece of equipment. But then I figured it out. Somehow I'd hit the manual tune button, and when you do that, it doesn't. You know, if you change bands, it tunes automatically for that band. But somehow I'd hit manual, and it had to tune. So I figured it out. I thought I'd ruined the piece of equipment somehow.
Hey, Ben. We're up there at the pizza place, I imagine. You've been playing tennis. That happened, Shane. And it really fouls you up, and I still do it once in a while. Well, there's another good one on. I don't seem tonight on there. And I think it's ZS. Yeah, there it is. ZS8 Whiskey. And he's just running 58. But he's on Prince Edward and Marion Island. And I didn't know where that's at, but it's down way south of the tip of Africa, 9,287 miles. So if you hear him on CW or anything, that'd be a good one. He's like down there around Heard Island, which is rare.
Him too, and the only thing I can find him on is FT8, and I can't get my rig to I had it working briefly. It worked. I made several contacts, and then I can listen, but I can't, you know, I can decode, but I can't send a signal out, and I don't know why. So I'd rather work him on CW or something, but he just seems like he's hanging around on FT8 all the time. N4ZLK.
Yeah, when you get those ones that are that far off, the computers are definitely got the edge. Like over by India and that area. I'd work India, but those islands around India over there are a real bummer to work from here. That's a long ways down there, and I just will not work that computer stuff. If I can work them on sideband or if I can work them on CW, that's just fine. But other than that, I'm not gonna use that stuff. I don't like it.
KB4CBA Mobile.
4ZLK, I'm in here too. You probably heard. And Tom, you know, it's not for everybody. I wanted to learn how to use it, not because I want to sit there and do it all the time, but I was kind of curious just to get it working and so I'd know another segment of it. But I got it working for a little while, but it didn't seem to last very long, and now I can't for the life of me get it to transmit anymore. Anyway, go ahead, Dave. N4ZLK.
I was in there, and then I placed a Starbucks order. But anyway, I missed what you were talking about. So what are you talking about? Anyway, go ahead.
Talking about stationed way down south of Africa, and the only mode he's running, Dave, is FT8. Shing can't get his running right, and I don't like that mode, and so I don't use it. But it's Zulu Sierra 8 Whiskey, and he's over 9,000 miles, so the computers definitely have an edge. Now go ahead, Shane.
On Morse code or something, but I see a lot of stations on those spotting networks. And I think, oh, that'd be a good one to try to work because I don't have any in that area, like Asia and that kind of thing. And they're mostly FT8, so I still look, though, just in case. That's what we're talking about, Dave.
Think I could ever make a contact in India. I could hit Australia, I could hit Japan, and Russia, So it did pretty good on the Wyndham. Now, it remains to be seen what my vertical is going to do. So I may not be able to. I'm gonna go ahead and sign with y'all because I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway, but you know, carry on and enjoy the queue. So Tom and and both of you. But anyway, go ahead and pick it up, Tom, and this is KB4CBA.
I'm very surprised to see you out this late. Didn't think Mama let you out this late. Yeah, there's a guy posting him now, Shane, that Oscar Yankee, and he's an N4GO, and he says he's up 1.2 from 14029. Let me see where that guy's at. He's in Richmond, Kentucky, and got a nice station, N4GO. So you might, well, I don't even see him on the street. Maybe he is. I heard a burst there just now. Yep, yeah. He's there, Shane. So you might be able to get him when you get home. He's been running, 1.2, 1.3, something like that, split. And he's got a very strong signal, so if you haven't got the Faroe Islands, that'd be a good one. This won't point towards him because when I click on it, it shows him in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And he doesn't have anything on there on his page about the Faroe Islands, but I know I worked them before. But to give you an idea, it's, let's see. Well, no, I can't tell that either. It just gives the 767.9 miles to his house. He's got beautiful red fox on his QSL card, KA9FOX. But I can't remember where the Faroes are unless I get out my map thing, and I'm too tired to fool with it tonight. But it's a good station. It's quite a ways off.
Still there when I get home and get in the door. And then 7-3, Dave, if you're listening, enjoy that dinner. Tom, I was behind the vehicle tonight, and I didn't think it was a ham call. It said a veteran tag, but it said XE4, X-ray Echo 4 Bravo X-ray. And I thought, I'm going to look him up just in case. I mean, it looks like a call from Mexico. But QRZ said it looked like a call from some islands. I couldn't even pronounce it. But anyway, I just thought it was an interesting tag on a veteran tag. It looked like a personalized, or actually looked like a ham call.
Ham call, definitely. Looking for page 16 here. The Faroes are supposed to be on there. Okay. They're over north of Scotland, parallel with Norway, and kind of out between Norway and Ireland, where the Faroe Islands are, Shane.
I worked the Shetland Isles, Shetland Islands one time. I think it was a little town in Lewis, I believe, is the name of it, because I remember it as my mother's maiden name, and it's also the name of the town that Beth is from in Delaware, Lewis. But it was, I worked out on 10-meter FM one day, just out of the blue. Dropped my kids off at school, had a little 10-meter mobile rig in there, and all of a sudden this guy came booming in, and I talked to him. That was a pretty neat contact.
Well, you know, ironically, it's showing a Shetland Island in between the Faroes and Norway. But I was thinking that was, what am I thinking of down south of South America? I thought that was, in my feeble mind, I thought that was Shetland Islands, but I guess it ain't. It's not thinking right, Shane. It's the Falklands down there, dummy. Well, that's close.
Island, right, and whether it's the North Sea or the South Sea, it's all salty water.
Well, that Shetland Island sounds pretty rare up there. I can't remember it off the top of my head anyways. It's right in between the Faroes and over there at Norway.
It's a British crime show that was actually called Shetland. It was 5 or 6 seasons. It was a real good series. We streamed off of one of the British TV apps. Had to use when they put the words along the bottom of the screen, whatever you call that, because they said they were speaking English, but it sure didn't sound like it.
Yeah, the captions down there. And right beside it here on my is that it is British owned.
British Isles, so, which is part of Great Britain. Interesting, though. Beautiful area. I'd love to go there one day. Next time we go to England, one of my cousins said we'd take a few days and drive up to Scotland and they'd show us around. So, I mean, the countryside all over is just beautiful. So we enjoyed the little bit of time we stayed there for a couple of years ago.
It's a cookie in my mouth. A Deutsche cookie from Germany, from Aldi's. Our kids went to Scotland two or three years ago with some friends, and the grandkids went home. They really enjoyed it. They got some weird food there.
Some haggis. My daughter was over there too not long ago, not long before she got married. She got married in April, and January. She may have taken a trip with a couple of friends, and they toured around Scotland for a little bit. Tom, I'm in the driveway. I'll let you get back to your cookie. And I suppose you finished up those 2 or 3 pies that she was making the other night. I'm sure they're all gone by now. But anyway, you and Bernice, have a good evening. Nice to hear you. At 0TR and 4ZLK.
Yeah, the pies are gone, and I just finished off a bowl of strawberry mousse. Eat your heart out, Shane. Shoot. We'll see you later. I won't send you a picture of it because it's gone. Take care. Great talking to you. N4ZLK and 0TR Claire.